tears welled up spontaneously in my eyes. I knew, without a doubt, that it was my sister Jean. I yelled back before even turning to look. Jean? It was her. Oh, my God. I screamed, and I began pushing people out of my way to get to her. The crowd started to part, even by New York standards. We must have seemed crazy. And there we were, standing in the middle of a Manhattan street, facing each other and smiling. I couldn't believe it. I later asked how she'd known it was me. She never saw me. She said it was my laugh. I wouldn't say my laugh is all that unusual, but I guess to a family member, it's infectious. It hits your heart and resonates in your mind. I asked her what she was doing in New York, and she said she had come for an opera showing, and it was there for only a week. Neither of us had even returned to New York, and both our visits were spontaneous trips planned just a week earlier. Since that time, my sister and I have never been separated. We both moved back to Wisconsin. We talk daily. Many years have passed, and we are now in our 50s. I truly believe God played a huge part in bringing us together. But our meeting by chance wasn't just a sign. I see it as more of a lesson, a reminder not to lose touch with loved ones. It is too easy to remain lost. After our sister-to-sister miracle, I don't plan to let that happen again.